For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver football team returns home to Chet Anderson Stadium this weekend. They'll take on Wayne State, joined by Malik Williams, senior wide receiver out of Lake Worth, Florida. Malik, you started your collegiate career at Northland Community College in Thief River. You come here, you get a medical red shirt, and then you get the COVID red shirt. And it seems like you've been playing college football forever. But
yeah,
does any of that at all explain the sheer joy that you guys had last Thursday of finally being able to play again?
Definitely, man. It just really showed the dedication that a lot of us had sticking it out because of the COVID. Yeah, so I feel like Thursday, it all paid out.
You had 7 catches, 157 yards, 2 touchdowns. It's a monster day. But let's start about that offense. You got your first drive. You go 3-and-out. The punt into the wind wasn't great. The defense gets you the ball right back. Offensively, how much did that give you guys a shot in the arm that the defense was able to bail you out of that?
Oh, we really needed it, man, because we started the game off slow. But I felt like throughout all camp, like, we knew that we can depend on our defense. And on Thursday, they actually showed us. So we just knew we had to put some drives together so we can go down and put some points on the board.
To say that Brandon Ault has been bitten by the injury bug would be an understatement. He's been here for 5 years. He's played in now 4 games. Did you talk to him at all before the game, or did you just kind of leave him be?
No, I talked to him. I just told him, like, obviously he has played in seasons, but only, like, the first couple games. So I just told him, like, man, just go out there, be yourself, man. Just be you. And that's what he did.
Starting offensive line last week was senior, freshman, senior, sophomore, sophomore. It's a pretty young group. How do you think they did?
Oh, they did great, man. They actually impressed me. I didn't think they were going to do so hot, but, man, they're a good group of guys.
Defensively, I think the first 8 drives were either fumbles or punts or turnover on downs. They certainly brought it.
Yeah.
You know that offensively this league is pretty darn good. How good can that defense be?
I think that by the end of the year they should be number one in most of the statistic categories. We got dudes on the D-line. We got a great secondary. We got a great linebacking core. And another thing, like, we have a lot of depth in all positions on defense. So by the end of the year, I think we should be one of the best ones.
Most of you guys weren't even in kindergarten when September 11th happened. This weekend will mark the 20th anniversary of that. And then you throw in the fact that it's your first home game in a couple of years at Chet Anderson Stadium. Your fans are going to be awful excited. You guys know what it's going to mean to your fans to finally be able to watch you again?
Definitely, man. Like, Coach Bochy's been telling us all week, like, we were playing for something, not just for a win against Wayne State, but 9/11 happened. Obviously, it was no fans. Well, no season last year, so no fans were able to come to the games, and a lot of people are going to be looking forward to the tailgate and to actually watching Beaver football again.
The roundabout way that you took to get here to BSU, would you change any of it?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't go back for nothing.
This wide receiver core is pretty darn good. How much do you guys hang out? How much is the fact that you're all getting along with each other? How does that correlate to on the field too?
A lot, man. Like, we put a lot of time in with each other on the field, off the field. Summers that we stayed up, bonded together. I just felt like it just made our group closer, and that's why we were able to correlate it to the football field.
Best of luck this weekend.
All right. Thank you.